Good morning, everybody. It's lovely to see you. Brightened up. Were you caught in the mist yesterday at all? And it depends where you were. I drove over the bridge to go to Biddeford, the big bridge, not the old bridge. And as you could look one side, there was sun sparkling off the high tide water, and it looked like glorious midsummer. And you looked the other side, and you thought some evil witch had cast a spell over Appledore and Instow, as this gloom of mist creeping up. And as you walked into the mist, it sort of sunk into your bones. And but I think it's brighter today, isn't it? So it's lovely. So welcome to Abbotsham Baptist Church. It's really lovely to see you. On a couple of fellowship things. Helen, is there news about Carol's...
Carol's ex-son-in-law.
Yes. Right, so if you hadn't caught the email about that, what's his first name? Do you know?
His first name, no, I don't know. The children are called Theo and Sophia.
Right, okay, remember that, everybody. So he'd had a motorcycle accident there, and Carol and her husband, Stephen, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. They're liable to go down and have to do some care for the grandchildren because it's caused a lot of problems over getting children to and fro school and so on there. But clearly, obviously, we want to uphold him in prayer as well, don't we?
The granddaughter spends part of the week with her father.
Yeah,
family.
Yeah.
So the driving on the outskirts of Lower London is a bit tricky.
Yeah, thank you. So that's really important, isn't it? And any other sort of fellowshipy type particular needs? I've been away for 2 weeks, a bit out of touch. So, so Alan's Jackie, is this Alan's Jackie you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, so she's got a reaction, isn't she, from her COVID injection. We count them by numbers now, aren't we? I think some people are up to 5. So Jackie's merely on 4. There, so I've got a bit catching up to do going on here. Jackie's had a bit of a reaction to it, but you know she's undoubtedly come through. So we'll remember her in prayer. The reason I'm up here this morning really is to sort of just mention about the newsletter here, which comes out. I've got a couple of copies in case somebody hasn't got. One. Last week it was themed on the Baptist Missionary Society because there was a particularly, I thought, very helpful article produced by BMS, which just described more like the cultural way of working, and it was set in Bangladesh, you may remember that one, and it made the connection right back to the start of the Baptist Missionary Society, where actually, you know, the founder was in Bangladesh, obviously not called Bangladesh in those days. And that work is still taking place in a hospital which had been established. So the prayers were mainly about BMS in Bangladesh. And today, what was BMS's actual prayer on their diary was last week was Ukraine, not Bangladesh. But so I pulled Ukraine into the prayer letter this time. And prayer letter... is focusing on two things, local things and worldwide things. And under the local things is Christians Against Poverty, gets called CAP for shorthand. This church pays into Christians Against Poverty locally to be helping people, mostly helping people who are in serious debt issues get out of debt. Not by giving them money, but by working out a plan by which they can get out of debt. A legally binding plan, so who they owe money to are bound into this way which they get paid back, and there's a plan in which the person who's in debt can pay them back. And being Christian, also, people are offered to be prayed with at that same time, and quite a number of people become Christians as they go through that freeing from debt process, supported by Christians in doing that. So that work's being expanded, including locally, to be venued at St Mary's in Biddeford, but led by Sue Jones from Biddeford Baptist. A life skills course, which is an 8-week course, to help people just cope with basic living. So some of it might be thing to do with budgeting, some of it might be to do with cooking and so on. But if people are struggling life, often these simple things of coping, actually they're not coping, and to have somebody to be alongside them in a structured way, prayerfully structured way, is very helpful. And we're sure to see an increase in that need now, because the cost of living crisis, it's got called, isn't it, in the media, is talking about, a 10% rise in inflation. Certain people on particularly small incomes, and there may be such people in the congregation today, where the fuel bills are starting to come through, could well be a tipping point in life, couldn't they, for some people. And there are other issues going on as well. So to have a Christian support for people locally who are really struggling in life is a great thing. And it's an outreach thing, and it's well tried and tested across the country and well established. So we're praying for CAP this week and this new course to be started up. But we're also praying for Ukraine. And as a church, we collected money for Ukraine and sent them off to BMS Contacts. That's Baptist Missionary Society Contacts in Ukraine. And it was lovely of you all to give so generously to that. But we need to understand the sort of work, how Christian work happens in that country and surrounding countries at this time, so that we can pray intelligently to support that. So I've dropped an article in from the Bible Society, another organisation we support as a church, and how the Bible Society, based in Kyiv, is working now, what it's doing, what it's achieving. So if Nick presses a magic button, we'll be able to see a picture of what's happening.
With most of the bridges blown up and roads impossible, this is the only way for the staff and volunteers at Bible Society to get to some of the places outside Kyiv. They're carrying supplies from Kyiv, where what was the Bible Society office has been transformed into a centre for mission work. This was the bookstore, but the Bibles have been replaced by medical supplies. Volunteers can come and take what they need. And the conference hall, where they once hosted prime ministers, presidents and parliamentarians, is now a place where vital supplies are sorted. Today, these are bound for locations in Kyiv and in northern Ukraine. Only now are the Bible Society team getting to witness the destruction in places around Kyiv.
And we came today to Borodyanka. Look this, what is done like. Look.
In a village near the city, they bring food to people who now have to cook meals outside. This man says he lived in this basement with 4 other people for 49 days without electricity. And along with the humanitarian aid, people ask for Bibles, seeking spiritual sustenance, hope and comfort. Clutching a Bible the team has given her, this woman is cooking for people who are sheltering here at a school in Kharkiv. She tells the Bible Society team, huge thanks to the church and to you for helping us. She says she's especially grateful for Psalm 91. She says we all need these words very much.
Small things we are doing, we bring with small help and love to other people. To those who have been reading Bible before, now have opportunity to live this Bible out and to help other people. When they receive this Bible, I think that will change all those people whom we touch their hearts.
We are giving lamps on the solar batteries because people are without electricity.
For Anatoly and his team, this is about coming alongside people. Fragments of hope shared amid a backdrop of devastation.
Thank you, Nick. I think it's the first time I've seen the new streaming mechanism work, Nick. Yeah, so no flickering screen happening. That's great. It's really interesting, isn't it? And what a shock, because people's lives have suddenly become like that, haven't they? You know, they were living a normal life, and now they hide underground at night. They probably don't have electricity because the electricity supply's gone, so there's no light there, so they need a battery to work a torch. And they start cooking communally over an open fire outside. It's a sudden, drastic change in life, isn't it? And yet there is a lady who is having happy birthday sung to her, and in the midst of the most terrible tragedy, still a smile comes to her face. And the smile and comfort that comes from the Word of God. So as I was looking through the Bible Society website, two psalms kept recurring, really, that are striking home to people in Ukraine. Psalm 31 and Psalm 91, you heard mentioned just there. They both share this phrase, "Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me." And these are psalms for people, however desperate their situation is. They're a model prayer to be prayed. And they are something to contemplate and understand and grasp about God for each one of us, whatever our circumstance is. I'm just going to read you the opening verses of Psalm 31. But I would encourage you, if you've got a Bible near you, open it up, please. But I'd encourage you, when you go home, read through either Psalm 31 or 91 and place yourself in Ukraine as you do that. "In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. And into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God." And that last verse, of course, "into your hands I commit my spirit," is what Jesus' last words on the cross were, as he quoted David's psalm here. Let's pray for a moment. Father God, we bring to you those who we know who are in need today. So those grandchildren of Carol and her ex-son-in-law. And we pray, Lord, that you will bring mercy to their lives. We pray for a healing upon that man, father of children and loved. We think of Jackie, left back home by Alan, and we are so grateful, Lord, for Alan to come, even though Jackie was feeling unwell today. And we ask you to bless Alan in his speaking, as you have blessed him in his preparation. And bless us, Lord, through Alan's words. And by our imagination, Lord, we place you in the as one of those people you just saw on that video, somebody receiving a Bible, somebody giving a Bible, somebody receiving bread, somebody giving bread. We know that the vans that the Bible Society volunteers have gone out in have been shelled and shot at, four wrecked by shells, others with bullet holes in, and yet still they go. So, Lord, we lift that whole country to you. Those who are grieving, those who are suffering, those who are trying to stand up for righteousness, those who are praying, those who are pleading, and those who are crying. May they find in you, Lord, their rock and refuge. Amen. Thank you. Remember, if you haven't got a prayer diary or a newsletter and you'd like one, I have a couple with me. Please feel free to ask. And thank you so much, Alan, for coming all this way.
Yes, thank you, Jeff. I ought to say straight away that Jackie had her fourth jab yesterday.